Hello and welcome to our service for the third Sunday of Easter. My name is Jenny Skinner and I'm a local preacher in the Kendal Circuit living in Storth. Today we're going to remember how difficult it was for the disciples to realise that Jesus really had risen from his tomb. We start our service with the hymn, At the Name of Jesus, which is hymn number 317 in Singing the Faith. We come before God in prayer. Father, we thank you for your Son and all he and you were willing to do for us. He came as a man to show us how to live, how to treat others, and most of all, how to know and love you. We thank you for the sacrifice you both made for us and pray that we will never take this lightly. We thank you that each day we have the privilege of walking with you, and knowing that you will lead us, if only we will let you. We thank you that in these COVID times, you never let us down. But still, there are times when we let you down, and we bring before you now the things that we have done that are wrong. Father, we want to say sorry. Sorry for the things we have said or done that have hurt others. Sorry for the things that we didn't do that left people disappointed or hurt. Sorry for things or words that were thoughtless or made people sad. Father, forgive us and help us to start again with your help. Amen. Jesus tells us that our sins are forgiven, and we say thanks be to God. We have celebrated Holy Week and Easter and remembered what it cost Christ for us to become forgiven believers. And this morning we hear of an episode immediately after Jesus walked to Emmaus with the two disciples. So we're still on the same the day of his resurrection. They only recognised him when he broke bread at the meal in their home, and then he disappeared. And this is about what they were talking about, as I read Luke 24, verses 36 to 48. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish. He took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." Those two disciples couldn't wait to tell the others about the man, about Jesus, that they had met on the way home. And we can imagine the questions that are being asked at the beginning of our reading, when Jesus suddenly appears again. "Peace be with you." I, and expect most of you, would be as startled and terrified as those disciples are as Jesus tries to reassure them. Here is the man they let down, allowed to be crucified and buried 3 days ago. But he is no ghost. He bears the real wounds of his crucifixion, but he eats just like they would. He explains how this is the fulfillment of all that he told them before he died. But now something new has happened, as he said it would. It is difficult to imagine how we would be if someone we loved and trusted and had been seen killed suddenly appeared before us. His blood has brought forgiveness of our sins in a way that has cost his life, but he has done it for us out of love. No need now for sacrifices. That is why Jesus died, so that there would always be a path back to God for us if we repent of our sins. Our repentance will make his death worthwhile. Forgiveness is something never to be taken lightly. As the hymn says, the price is paid. Why did he rise from death? To show us that there is a way back to God and the chance to live our lives with and through him. And so that we can share our freedom in Christ with others. And I'd never noticed before, but the people we need to share it with first are those around us. Jesus told the disciples to start in Jerusalem with the Jews, the people who'd had him crucified, and then to spread the good news further abroad. The news is for everyone. No one is exempted. And we know just how quickly the news spread. But maybe here is our greatest challenge, because those whom we find it most difficult to share the gospel with may be those who are closest to us. We cannot ask of others something we don't do ourselves, but God has given us the freedom of our faith to live and trust in him. We come to our intercessions. Let us pray. In the pauses, please pray for those people or circumstances that are close to your heart. Father, we thank you for the privilege of bringing our needs and concerns to you. We pray for the world in the stranglehold of the pandemic. We pray for those who are sick, and for those who have long COVID. We pray for those who are treating people, nurses, doctors, carers. We thank you for and pray for the people who are continuing to develop our vaccines. And Father, we pray for those people whom it is so easy to forget, who still live in countries at war, at countries ravaged by famine. And Father, we pray for our own country and locality. We pray for the people we know who are suffering through illness, bereavement, loneliness, anxiety, depression, and any other problems that they may have. We pray for our friends and relatives. And we pray for our government, locally and centrally, in these difficult times, that you would give them the wisdom to act justly and rightly on our behalf. And we pray for our churches, all our members and our ministers, especially here in the Kent Estuary, for David, and for our circuit and district. And finally, a prayer that I saw elsewhere that reminds us, as lockdown hopefully eases, to ask and answer the question, who is my neighbour? Who is my neighbour? They live next door and need a hug. And who is my neighbour? They lie in hospital and need a visit. And who is my neighbour? They are traumatised and need asylum. And who is my neighbour? Posh, poor, addicted, abused, old, young, imprisoned, mentally ill. Help us, Lord Jesus, to look around, to see our neighbours as ourselves, to bind their wounds, lift them up, tenderly care, and not to count the cost. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And a final prayer. May the risen Lord Jesus be in us and guide us in the days to come. Amen. And we sing our closing hymn, number 313, in Singing the Faith, Thine Be the Glory.